This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it just takes lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being conversation. I almost didn't get all that out. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please, please, please be part of the conversation, really. You'll be sorry if or when you're not. I'm not kidding you. I'm dead serious. Anyway, like I say, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and that kind of thing. The our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, will join us after the first break. I didn't even get through this today. We'll put it up on the website. You can check it out later. The story we did in the last hour about a professor who's blaming Christians for the Orlando shooting. It's really interesting how. This is almost, remember the whole George W. Bush thing? Everything was George W.'s fault. Remember that? And it didn't matter what it was. It was a leftover. It was a this. It was a that. You know? On the George W. side of the ledger, it didn't matter what he did or didn't do. It was his fault. I don't know what that is. Yes, it's still his fault. Somebody in the chat room says, it's true, it's still his fault. Doesn't matter what it is. And it's a way, it's really a deflection. I mean, that professor talking about the Christians deflecting the line of crap. Sorry, did I say that loud? Yeah. The line of garbage. I mean, the reality is the deflection is from the left. The deflection is from those that are really causing the issues. Again, what happened in Florida, in Orlando, yeah, I know, some of you are not going to like this. It's not a gun issue. Was a gun used? Sure. Sure it was. But it's not a gun issue. You like that? It's a terrorist issue. It's a hate issue. Why the left runs to guns is beyond me. Why some of you swallow it hook, line, and sinker is really beyond me. It makes no sense whatsoever that you're willing to buy this stuff from them. You know, really, if you were this easy, I wish I'd known most of you were this easy, because I got lots of stuff I want to sell. And if I get you to buy it that easy, I'm sure there's other things I can get you to buy. You know? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I'm going to save that one for Corey. I just want to aggravate him to no end when I finally get him. Oh, yeah. So the Gator tragedy. Now, Disney is trying to figure out now what they're going to do with this. This is a problem. Now, legal experts have some unsolicited advice for Disney, where an alligator pulled a toddler to his death Tuesday. Settle with the boys' family and do it fast. The Orlando, Florida theme park's reputation as a carefree, family-friendly destination was shattered when that two-year-old Lane Graves was killed in the shallow lagoon near his family's resort rental. The tragedy left parents Matt and Melissa Graves of Elkhorn, Nebraska, heartbroken. And the iconic company experts say dealing with the legal nightmare at this point. Now, they knew about the alligators. They had reports from employees concerned about alligators, and yet they did nothing. Now, that's attorney Michael Steinger of the Florida-based law firm Steinger, Isco, and Green. When you know of this danger and you fail to take action and more, so you invite guests to come to the beach to watch a movie on the sand, you have to take responsibility for something. Right? Now, the artificial lake at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa, where the Nebraska family was staying, covers 200 acres, is the home to an unknown number of Florida's 1.3 million gators. Now, wildlife officials say the alligator attacks on people are not really common. The resort did not post any gator warnings in the immediate area. It doesn't have postings to say no swimming. Okay? And those signs are in and around the lagoon there. Now, legal experts say that the lack of warning and mechanisms in place to keep alligators away from guests could create an enormous liability for Disney, which attracts 55 million visitors a year. A simple no swimming sign doesn't cut it. In light of knowing that there were wild animals and children on the property with no way to defend themselves, that's a problem. Now, Disney were negligent. They say that Disney is negligent based on the potential failure to warn and the failure to act reasonably under the circumstances. Look at they. I've also read articles that say that they have alligators there every year. They're active in that area. It's like a wildlife preserve. And that the I don't know what would you call it? The employees are telling people all the time to watch out for the animals. Some people think that this family has a huge damages case against Disney, and that Disney's going to want to deal with it privately. But, you know, frankly, how do you put a number on a child's life? You know what I mean? Yeah, you know, I think about this. This is a tough one, right? Now, Disney should make sure that Disney has everything in place to keep people safe, especially if they're bringing them out there. It wasn't my child that was lost. Maybe I would have a different thought. But hey, you know, you're out there. You know what's going on. You listen to the people. You be extra careful with your kids. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Corey Duncan joins me right after the break. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase suitcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. I like the music so much, I just want to wait. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I appreciate your time you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Like I said, be involved in the conversation. Don't do anything. Hey, people don't tune in to listen to English over here. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to go on board with me. And I do appreciate it. All right, let's just get right to my guest. The one that you've been waiting for, Corey Duncan, joins me as he does every week. He's lovingly referred to as our mad black man from Baltimore. He's got his finger on the pulse of what's going on there. He's going to single-handedly clean that city up all by his onesies. Right, Corey?
Always a pleasure to come on. Yeah, I had my big broom. Just got on there. Hashtag proud black conservative.
I like it. Oh, God. Now, before we get into all this other stuff, you've got a report from us from Baltimore. Apparently, they paid that $6 million a little too fast, maybe? What do you think?
I really think so. Just give me an update on it. They had the van driver, Officer Goodson on trial. And it appears that their trial is falling their case is falling apart, as I already prophesized. And this is like the third time that Judge Williams has caught them trying to hide evidence. I mean, he's trying to keep them in the game. So it's pretty much okay, wink and a handshake. But if this was any other trial, it would have been a mistrial, and we wouldn't even be talking about this. So that just goes to show you again, typical Baltimore City politics.
Yeah, but what would you guys have to, if you didn't have that, what would you have to talk about, right?
Exactly. You know, it's always good to waste $5 to $10 million of the taxpayers' money on a trial you can't win. Yeah. But you get to do that when everyone is they basically know what the score of the game is. So
yeah, I keep asking the same question over and over again. I'm hoping to get a different answer at some point, but. Your liberal friends there in Baltimore, though, even the ones that work for the government, are they really expecting these cops to be to jailed or whatever? I mean, are they really expecting an outcome where these cops are going to be put away?
Well, see, the thing of it is that, as I say, progressivism and liberalism is a sickness. And, until we get a cure besides a firing squad, you're going to keep people like this. And, they come up with the same ignorant. I had someone the other day, we had a round table discussion, and once again, I posed that same question that you just asked me, and they told me, they won't answer it. They just step around it, and they just say, well, you're trying to evade the question. No, we're not trying to evade the question. I'm asking you. I answered your question. Now you answer my question. Do you actually think these officers are going to get crucified like you want them to? Well, this is that. No, that's not what I asked you. See, you never get a straight answer from a liberal. You never do.
But you do, just for clarity, you do try to sit down and talk through it with them and try to get an understanding of what they're looking for, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, first you have to go out and get yourself a drink, and then you have to make sure that you take enough Excedrin, because you're going to have a migraine headache after talking to them, because it's like talking to a brick wall. And, this is what we've been dealing with for the last 8 years. And please, Lord, please don't let this woman get in office, because this is really going to be a travesty. And it's called the ignorant voter. And the ignorant voter is just that we're going to vote party lines. And to bring you up to date, the governor of Maryland said he's not going to vote. He's not going to endorse Donald Trump. And I'm saying, I came to the realization, and I hate to say this, but I'm really, really, really starting to lean that she's going to win this election. I'm telling you, it's going to be based upon party, this party's going to be ripped apart. If she wins this, they don't have to worry about me anymore. I'm done with them. I'm not going to be a Democrat. I'll just be an independent and sit on the sidelines, because this infighting, and you should get behind this man. He has the nomination, so you get behind him. And I don't understand what the issue and what the problem is. If you're so dead set against this lady getting in office, do something about it.
Wow. Well, it's funny you should say that, because I was talking to somebody today, and I'm saying conservatives won't run for office. You cannot get them to run for office. It's the more you push them, and they don't want the aggravation, they don't want to do all the fighting, they don't want this, they don't want that. Then why complain about it? If you're not willing to get involved, if you're not willing to do something,
that's right.
How can you?
You can't win if you don't play.
It's irritating. I got to tell you, it's just irritating as heck. It makes me nuts. The thing with Trump, I know that everybody. Well, first and foremost, I haven't talked to you in a couple of days, and you've heard two things happened. One, I think it was the University of Missouri they were very upset. There was a vigil for the for the people that were killed on Sunday morning. And so the BLM people show up, and they're upset because they're because the vigil isn't for black people that have been killed across the country. Okay. So they try to disrupt that whole thing, and I'm thinking, so it's not, they really don't care about all lives. They only care about black lives. That's it. And when you have a massacre like this, they don't even have the class to step away and step down just for a couple of hours. Am I expecting too much from these people? Am I wrong?
No, absolutely. I agree with you totally. But see, the thing of it is that, you know, and then he gets up, you know, and he, I mean, I've called him everything in the book on my Twitter page. But, I mean, it is what it is. You know, this man is, I don't know, I'm just at a total loss of words, how he keeps trying to blame the NRA. Then, you know, then he wants to attack, you know, play the race card. You know, it becomes to be sickening. Because my thing with this, if you was any kind of president, that you would, you would stop trying to play this blame game. But, you know, it is going to be what it is. You know, they put him in office, so I didn't put him in office. But the thing with this, the blame, the actual gun owners, once you deal with what the real the problem is the people with that have guns that, you know, how about this gentleman? You know, he works for GS4, which is a subsidiary of the Central Intelligence Agency, and is a right hand to them. And the thing of it is that the fact that he worked for a government entity and was interviewed by the FBI 3 times, and they let him go. Mm-hmm. And they said because their hands are tied. Really?
I don't think their hands are tied at all. I have a different viewpoint, but we're going to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Corey Duncan joins us after the break. Well, he's with us now, but he's going to join us again after the break. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Hey, you missed a healthcare deadline, you don't have any kind of healthcare, don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on realside.com and find it there as well.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of that cover. I love those horns. Anything with horns is good. Well, not anything with horns. I don't know. I'm Sherman Senior Host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do, like I said, I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Corey Duncan joins us, as he does every week. He's our lovingly referred to as our Mad Black Man from Baltimore, and I always appreciate it. I always have a good time when he's on with me. Corey, we need help, don't we?
We need a lot of help. Thank you again for allowing me to come on the show and view.
And what?
From a black conservative.
No, there's, you know, people know this is a game. They know that you're, there's no black conservatives. I mean, just ask the Democratic Party; they'll tell you.
Well, but yeah, they are black conservatives. But the thing of it is that they try to step over us. And they try to call us Uncle Toms and anything. You can call me whatever you want, but I got my facts together. And the thing of it is that one thing a liberal hates is a conservative, whether black, orange, or green, or from Mars, that has their act together and has their, has their facts together. They can't stand that. It kills them.
Well, the fact that you think on your own and that you're willing to express those thoughts is what makes them crazy, don't you think?
Well, that too, and the thing of that whole perspective of everything is that you're supposed to follow the sheep or whatever, no matter, you know, you just put the rose-colored glasses on and look that way and play the race card. I told everyone a long time ago, 8 years ago, don't ever say anything about whitey because you guys are the worst racists. And a lot of them, you know, it's come to pass because they can't, if you're given the truth and they can't come back with anything, it kills them. Because they can't say that this is not reverse racism, and it is.
Well, there's no such thing here. I've been told plenty, and when I talk about it, I'll get the emails on it. I've been told that black people can't be racist just by the mere fact that they're black. And I said, really? Because, you know, you're gonna start laughing, aren't you? Because you have to be. In other words, you can't discriminate against a white person. So even if black people say something against white people, it doesn't matter because you can't discriminate that way.
Yeah, well, you know, again, you know, to speak to someone about this, about politics or about religion or things like that, I try not to back off because, you know, I don't have no hair. I'm bold, and I want to, you know, I don't have anything else to lose. And it's just like, I'm not going to sit up and pull my hair out trying to explain to someone that's just who wants to be. I mean, they're not, it's, the fact of it is they're not ignorant. It's just that, you know, they have to go along with what's trendy. You know, that's like I had a person on our Twitter page that told me, said, well, you go right ahead and vote for Trump because you know he's going to, you know, he's going to send you guys back to Africa also, just like he's going to send, the Mexicans back to Mexico or the Salvadorians back, you know, back to their part of their country. But the thing with this, I had to sit there and just like look and just shake my head. I'm like, I was like, really?
Well, but see, that goes back to people buying into that crap where, you know, they've heard it enough times, and now they believe that that's what it is.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just like we were talking last week on the show, and I was telling you about it. We were talking about the nuclear codes, and, you know, she brought that up, and I just sat there and was like, wow, the people on The View and these other TV shows, like these Radio 1 shows I listen to in the morning, I just, like, scan it. And listen, say, you know, they just bash Trump all day long, and I'm like, really, Hillary? You guys said you wasn't going to go for an old white man or an old white woman, so what do you call Hillary? She doesn't look like soul sister number one to me.
Well, it's, you know, I think it's funny that they keep calling us, they keep calling the Republican Party the party of old white people. And,
right.
And I get the biggest kick out of it because, you know, are you serious? Look at your team of people.
Right.
You know, look, who are you running? Yeah.
Maybe we're all watching two different television shows because the one I was watching looks apparently to me that this is, you know, but, you know, what they do, they talk out both corners of their mouth. And, you know, a lot of them, they have double standards. And they hate me because I speak the truth and I'm not politically correct. And I tell it like it is. And people like me, they definitely want to get rid of me or definitely try to shut me up because they know I'm speaking the truth. And like I told them, you know, hey, look, you guys can sit up all day long. You know, somebody try to entice me into another Twitter fan of mine, try to entice me into an argument. And I was just like, hey, look, you have your point of view, but I had to agree to disagree. And, you know, every response I got after that was like, man, you really handled that. You know, if you could tell Donald Trump to handle things the way you just handle it, he would, a lot more people would like him. But I said, you know, in time, when Barack Obama got in office, was he this? Was he that? No. I mean, it's a job you grow into. You're pretty much the most powerful man and a person in the world. So, you know, it takes time to grow into it. Barack Obama couldn't grow into it because he never was a leader. He's an America hater. He's an America hater. And on top of that, you know what I'm getting ready to say? Wait on it.
Go ahead.
You already know the H word.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just, you know, wow, how do you sit up and tell people, you know, you're pushing an agenda. And that thing with the shooting in Orlando, you know, I pray for them every day or whatever, you know, and regardless of who they are or what they are, they're still a human being. But he made this. The blood is on his hands because the thing of it is you can't keep trying to shove our agenda down people's throats and they don't go for it and they don't agree with it and think things like this will not happen. It will happen. It doesn't matter. You try to shove an agenda down somebody's throat about something like this, and I have daughter, I have sons, and my thing of it is I don't want to approve of that. I don't approve of that. And my thing of it is I don't have nothing to do with people do behind closed doors. You can do that all day long. I don't have a problem with that. But that don't mean that has to be in my house or on my television or whatever like that, and you pushing some agenda like that. No president should be doing it. No president should say, man, if that was my son, Trayvon would be my son or whatever like that. But yet other soldiers and things like that, you turn your back on them and you try to always trying to downgrade the military or whatever. But yet this person a thug and you're putting him on a pedestal. I mean, is the hourglass upside down or what? Freddie Gray, they give a recreation center, name it after him, and you used to sell coke and dope in that neighborhood. Really?
Oh, just a, and who approves all of that? I mean, seriously, tell me the neighborhood doesn't approve that. Please tell me the neighborhood doesn't approve that.
They'll go for it because they're ignorant. And when you're ignorant, and my thing with this, okay, so what was he doing? Was he selling lollipops? Was he a good human man? Was he giving away a book for school? No, he was selling coke and dope, and he was an informant for the police department. So my thing with this, how do you name a recreation center after?
I have no idea. I don't know how they pull that off with a straight face. I really don't.
That, you know, for them to do that with a straight face and for somebody to sit up, hey, look, it's easy to run down to a podium and fool 40,000 ignorant, dumb voters. You can do that. Anybody can do that. But to take and name things after somebody that's trashed your neighborhood or whatever like that, and a person coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan, you want to take and trash him. Really?
Yeah, I don't. There is nothing. I mean, it really has gotten to the point where there is nothing about this president that I like. There's nothing about this president that I respect. And what he's doing to us now, the things that he's doing, it's just sickening. Just
he's
sickening.
An America hater. He was an America hater from day one. He was an America hater from day one. I mean, anytime his first time he went after he came up with this stupid health care. Then he's been trying to attack the Constitution for freedom of speech and the right to bear arms. And you know what that's about. Mao took the arms. took the weapons away from people. So you know what that's about. Everything that happens, he tries to attack the NRA. The NRA is not the ones that has these guns out on the street. How about him and Eric Holder with Fast and Furious? That might be where some of the guns came from.
Well, hey, somebody just sent me this just to back up what you're saying. We'll read it after the break. I want you to hear about this. It's right in line with what you were talking about with the Baltimore guy. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
So you gotta take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Okay, pull up your overalls. Only some of you know what that is. Seriously, you know, with that kind of music, I know you get all excited and whatever. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be involved in the conversation if you hop up on the website. We got all kinds of stuff going on. Smarter people than I in the chat room, having a good time there as well. I think they're having a good time. They look like they're having a good time anyway. So Corey Duncan joins me, as he does every week. He's, I don't know, what do you want to say? You're our eyes on the street there in Baltimore?
I'm the eyes on the street everywhere.
He's all over the street, apparently. I didn't know that before. But well, you were talking about the case against the police transport driver. And while we were, you know, talking, somebody sent me a link. And to Baltimore 6 update, the case against Caesar Goodson is collapsing. So, you know, that's hit the news press in a couple of places where they're basically saying, you'll like this one. Let me see. The judge says that evidence to convict him or even hold him over is not there. That exculpatory evidence was hidden by the prosecutor, continues to diminish their sketchy foundation. So apparently, the prosecutor was hiding information from the defense attorneys. And let me see, the judge, Barry Williams, was put in a real difficult position by the state of Maryland when it was discovered that the Baltimore prosecutor offices had withheld the evidence, known legally as Brady evidence, from the defense team. It's the third time. Boy, she must be in a bad... They must have a really, really, really bad case against this guy. All of them.
Well, just like I explained, I'm glad people are watching my Facebook page that I did post that, like Corey Press Duncan and on Facebook. I had to give myself a plug, but the thing of it is that like I prophesized and said before all of this started, that they had no case. They had no case because you cannot prove anybody with any kind of common sense. You don't have to be a Harvard graduate or a graduate of Penn State to understand this. Yeah, if they can't prove how this young man got injured, you don't have a case. To say about the seatbelt law and that he should have been seatbelted, they had brought it to the forefront as far as for the officers to do that, but you have to understand something. When you do stuff like that, it has the procedures and it has certain levels that it has to go through. Like, you have to show them that they have classroom time and this and that. That's why you have all of them, most of the things that they're doing now, they're taking it back to the academy, and they're taking officers back to the academy to re-educate them. And there's nothing wrong with that. But the thing of it is that it happened after this. So the thing with this, how you can't prosecute the van driver, really, because he could have seatbelted him and did this and did that, but it wasn't required then.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. They're looking for anything at this point in time. They're willing to do anything it takes. Hey, I want you to comment on something else here, though. I sent you a link to a story, and there's a school administrator that says that the story says he sees racism in his seventh grade, his yearbook. So I'm looking at this yearbook cover, and basically it was, this is in Salem, Oregon. It says, Judson Middle School seventh grader Azine Seifert entered her design of for the school yearbook. She saw kids having fun in a lollipop wonderland with blue trees and candy cane lined pathways. Her classmates also liked her design. It's really colorful. It looks like an old-time cartoon. She described two friends playing in Candyland. Remember the board game Candyland? And so it kind of looks like that. It has those kind of colors and that kind of design to it. So the kids voted to make it the yearbook cover of the year. Here's the problem. The artwork has a cartoon picture of a black person and a cartoon picture of a white person. School officials say, now this, think about it, this little girl, she's in the seventh grade, right? She's probably never seen the picture that they're going to say it is here in a minute. And she said, the school officials say it resembles a little black Sambo. All right? This kid's in the seventh grade. You think she ever seen one of those little Sambo, statues or cartoons? Probably never. Right? Right. And not only that, I didn't know that Sambo had blue hair. Because this, right, so the little black boy in the cartoon has got blue hair, blue shirt, pink pants, and they're all just playing. Now, is this making, they're making this a racist issue as opposed to just leaving it alone. The kids like it. I'm sure every kid in the class isn't racist. You know what I'm saying? I don't get this. This is just beyond me.
Okay, I'll give my commentary on it. Here's my
Please
commentary.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of hogwash and horse hockey. Because the thing of it is that we reach a, it's okay for, I'm going to jump off the box for a little bit. it's okay for the comedians to sit up and talk about a white person down in front at their show and want you to pay $75 to $100 to see them make a joke about somebody. But if that was a white person and a white person, that's the double standard. Now, have we gotten so that we can't say this, we can't do this, this politically correct? We need to get away from this, because the politically correct thing is how you're going to destroy the fabric of how this country is operating anyway. If everyone is politically correct, no one would have a job. If everyone was politically correct, that no one, everyone would be locked up. Because there's no such thing. Liberals are even not politically correct. But it's okay, but how they play the politically correct thing in the psych part of it is because they play the double standard. It's okay for us to say this, like if Hillary says something, Trump says something, but Trump is wrong when he says it because he doesn't. But if Hillary was to sit and say it, see, I'm tired of listening to that. And when you start bringing these kids into it and bringing kids into this or whatever, I don't even want to discuss it because it's futile and it's silly. It's silly. It's a child. That child doesn't know anything about. I mean, they let them grow up and be a child before you start wanting to make them to be Lenin or like Hillary or George Soros or somebody of that nature.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm sitting here thinking to myself, what do you do to this child's psyche, right? When it's, oh my God, I can't believe you did that. Why would you do something like that? And on and on and on. I'm thinking to myself, this poor little kid didn't mean anything by that.
Right.
I mean, it was just, I don't even know how to say it. It was just what they thought was a cute little picture of a little white girl and a little black boy.
Well, that's because they wanted to make you scared to say anything. And they start off with, they figured they can't really get the adults because of the Constitution. So what they do now, they're pushing their agenda in schools and while a child is young to watch what you say, don't say anything, and remember, vote Democrat and be a dumb, stupid liberal. That's what they're doing when they're young.
Oh God! Yeah, and again, I think that you started going down that path. It's like we make these kids afraid to even branch out and try anything. We make them afraid to even reach out. This was a little black boy and a little black girl. What are we afraid of?
Right, exactly. And my thing of it is, but it's okay for them to sit up and say that, okay, well, look, this is what you do. You never vote down, you never vote Republican, or you never did this because the white man is the devil and the blue-eyed devil and this and that. And I'm like, really? My own race stabs me more in the back than the white race or the Koreans or the Afghans. But they stab me more in the back than anyone. And that's why I don't understand how they can sit up and say this or that. And once again, here I go. I'm going on one of these rants. How is it that you do this when 90% of these cities are run by who? The African-American person. But yet you get appropriated funds and nobody knows where the funds are. But it's Whitey's fault. Really? That's why I'm going to get a big shirt. I'm going to get a shirt with that really and an explanation point on the back of it.
That's it. Yeah, you got it. That's what you got to do. The front of it says it's Whitey's fault, and then on the back with a big really going across the back of it.
Yeah.
Did you, that woman in Chicago, she was with one of the school districts, and they were at a school board meeting. And did you ever see the clip where she kind of threatens Obama? She goes, you know, we sent you to Washington. You need to start sending back the money or you know, we're going to vote you out or something like that. Or we ain't going to vote for you again. First of all, I'm saying, how dumb can you be? You've already voted for him twice. You can't vote for him a third time. And then, you know, secondly, it was like, you said that out loud in the meeting. We sent you there to send us money. Where's our money?
Well, that's like the dumb guy on my page that I posted that he said that, you know, he's standing there. I mean, the fool is standing there with an AK-47 and every other gun that he had was all fully automatic, which means that's against the law.
Yeah.
And the thing of it is, he did it. I'm like, what kind of fool?
We're up like, against the time, buddy. You got to go tell people quick where they can find you.
Corey Press Duncan on Twitter, Corey Press Duncan on Facebook, and if you come to my page, I invite all liberals, Martians, anybody.
There we go. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Hang out. Michael Hausman joins me the next hour. Don't go far.